USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A suspect is in custody now after at least 7 people were killed and 3 critically injured in separate Northern California shootings. Reports say they happened this afternoon at 2 different locations, including one at a marijuana growing farm in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. The second shooting happened south of the city's downtown area. Meanwhile, Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials sharing more on what they found inside the home of the 72-year-old Monterey Park mass shooting suspect.
They were in containers, and there are hundreds of rounds. We don't know exactly how many there were.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna, that suspect accused of killing 11 and injuring 9 others. Elsewhere in the U.S., Monday, 2 students were reportedly shot and killed at a nonprofit mentorship program in central Iowa. The Biden administration pushing back against a Republican plan restricting the use of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
A House bill would require the Department of Energy to develop a plan to increase oil and gas production to offset any drawdown to the reserves. Bad idea, says Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm.
House Republicans are now pursuing this extreme agenda.
Granholm went on to say President Biden would veto the bill if it made it to his desk. I'm John Schaefer.
The White House plans to hold a meeting with top Democratic leaders in Congress as gridlock with House Republicans on the issue of the debt ceiling will loom large. Administration officials have said prior to today, the White House would not get mixed up in debt ceiling negotiations.
A range of issues, as you know, this is how these conversations happen. There's always a long agenda of items that both sides want to talk about.
Republicans have vowed not to raise the debt limit unless deep cuts are made to federal spending. All 4 Oath Keeper defendants are being found guilty of seditious conspiracy for the Capitol riot. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The U.S. State Department says it's letting Western allies make their own decisions about what military hardware to send to Ukraine.
This is a sovereign decision on the part of each country to decide.
Pressure has ratcheted up in recent days for Western allies, including the U.S. and Germany, to begin shipping Ukraine heavier, harder-hitting battle tanks. Germany, though, concerned about building those tanks and giving them to any nation outside NATO. A former top FBI official in custody over connections to a Russian oligarch.
Charles McGonigal was arrested Saturday when he arrived at JFK Airport in New York, according to ABC News. McGonigal, who was the former special agent in charge of counterintelligence at the FBI's New York field office, is facing a charge of violating U.S. sanctions. It's alleged he attempted to get Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska, who had been sanctioned by the U.S. government, off that sanctions list. McGonigal pleaded not guilty Monday to the 4-count indictment. I'm John Schaefer.
New York Mayor Eric Adams says the Big Apple's running out of places to house migrants as he pushes to shelter them on cruise ships. He says it's similar to the way things were handled during the height of the COVID-19 emergency.
We use ships to house people. We opened tents in Central Park during COVID-19. We had trailers in front of hospitals.
Adams says the city's infrastructure is overwhelmed after opening 77 emergency hotels and 4 temporary shelter centers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.